All right, welcome to the Nonpartisan Red Pill Men's Group and the study of our book here, The Rational Male by Rollo Tomasi. Today we're going to be going over the chapters on the sections on the alpha male. The Nonpartisan Red Pill Men's Group is also a dating group. It's on the dating meetup apps. We talk about women, sexuality, dating, relationships, politics, you know, from a nonpartisan perspective. So what we're going to talk about today is the alpha male. What is it? I'm going to be reading from his book. And then once I'm done reading from his book, we'll open it up for questions or discussion. So I'm going to go through the next section of the book here, which is the origins of alpha. Everything that's been achieved in the history of mankind has been achieved by being unsafe. Now, this is a guy from Motorhead. Rollo is a rock musician. So here he's quoting a rock musician. The alpha is a state of mind. Biology determines the starting point for alpha. What happens to it from there is modified by a man's environmental conditions. Alpha energy, for lack of a better term, is to varying degrees part of a male human's biologically determined starting package. From there, though, social feedback, it's either refined and developed by his upbringing, a culturalization, and social affirming, or it's repressed, constrained, and mitigated by a social environment. So in some sense, we're sort of just like women, we have this evolutionary psychology that sort of implants a game in us. And so we begin to behave in ways that we're not really conscious of. And so so we have that as our basic starting point to be alpha. Like I said, there's sometimes it's antisocial traits, though. So alpha behavior and consequently facility with women comes as a set of modeled behaviors based upon trial and error. So if we were forced to agree on what is natural, it would be a man who's a prodigy of sex, someone who gets laid way above other men with no formal instruction in game. And so he's mindful and aware of what he's doing, but he's learning by trial and error. He understands the mechanism behind and everyone has game to a varying degree. Every man you know has some concept of behaviors and mental attitudes he believes will best help him arrive at sexual intimacy with a woman. That's game. That's all game is. It's not some psychological manipulating tricks that we play on women to convince them to have sex with us against their will. No, it's just the strategies that we believe are used to meet women. That's a lot of what game is. So I guess there's a learning process that goes on by trial and error. And then he starts to go into, what is he talking about here? Learned alpha. He says, feminization from a behavioral psychology perspective is nothing less than a socialized effort in deliberate behavioral modification of men's natural drives and predilection to better fit the feminine imperative. So this idea that men are toxic and that we should become more sensitive, and maybe there's some truth to that, you know, for us to become whole people. But the feminine imperative is that selectivity, the ability to select men for genes and provisioning. And the female imperative is childbirth and raising children and finding the best genes. So I think that's what he's talking about here. So, but I don't think this really better fits the fair. That wouldn't be it. Because the feminine wants masculine men. They want that. That serves. That's what they end up seeking. So, and then he talks about the contextual alpha, which is what I just said a little while ago. Teacher who ends up with a young woman because the young woman views him as alpha because he has authority and power and so forth. They're looking up to him and so forth. But once he gets out of that context, he's going to lose her eventually because she's not. Because he's not alpha anymore. He's not in that position of power. There's nothing to look up to anymore. Okay. And he cites this author, The 16 Commandments of Poon, which every guy should read. Women perhaps should read it too. And this is maxim number 7 on that list. It says, in the betterment of ourselves as men, we attract women into our orbit. To accomplish this gravitational pull as painlessly and efficiently as possible, you must identify your natural talents and shortcomings and parcel your efforts accordingly. So basically, he's just saying, you know, focus on your strengths. You know, if you're not a good dancer, you know, focus on something else. It says, the great unwashed masses in the pop culture narrative don't recognize the legitimacy of alpha influence as it is. To them, it's psychological manipulation, and a calculated extent it is. But the real question that nags them is, why is it effective? They'll blame it on the naivete of the girl seeking a father figure, or the lasciviousness of the male. But what's really uncomfortable is why the alpha influence works. And that's what's going on here. It's helping me to become successful in dating, to understand this about women. There's nothing. Alpha is what women are attracted. Beta, women are attracted to too, but for different reasons. All right, so that's about it. So let's open it up for more questions, and let's get some people up here. We got a lot of people here. See, we got some questions in it. Thank you, Aberdeen. Okay. So if anybody has any questions or comments or something that's sticking in their crawl that they want to say, you know, this alpha is a bullshit, open it up. I mean, we're here for discussion. So if you're ready for, if you have any comments, I'd like to get you guys some of your opinions. I'll talk until you guys come up with some questions. But basically, I think we need to be, men, sometimes, you know, we need to just have that alpha fuck attitude. Don't spill. I have a problem spilling the beans too early, you know, to a woman. They want to have this long-term relationship. I met a guy. I went to the speed dating event. Met a guy. He was like 70 or 80. He was in that range. He's saying he's going to these cruises, these two-week cruises. He's getting a lot of action. And my impression was, you know, that nobody wants a 70-year-old man, that women want younger men nowadays. But he's got a lot of money, so, you know, and he's still in good shape, still sharp for an older man. So, but he said one thing that was really interesting, because he's been married, I haven't. And he said that this idea, that women want this guy who's going to be there for the rest of his life, for the rest of their life. They're going to go off into the sunset together. You know, they're going to be there for one another. And he said, it's bullshit. Isn't that the promise you made to your ex-husband? And so that sort of attitude, you know, really, you know, struck me. Hey, you know, maybe that's an alpha attitude. That is the promise that women made. And then I'm getting this, well, and they get a little more honesty, I guess, answer. They tell me, well, you know, it can last, it cannot last. You know, things come to an end. You know, you never know when you go into a relationship. That's like BS, you know. You make a commitment, you make a commitment. You know, Yeah, things can go south from there, but it's just telling you that basically the commitment really isn't there. You know, it's like, well, just be exclusive with me and things can break up, but that's just the way it is, you know. But there is no real commitment there, to not for long-term commitment at least. So it's just exclusivity for the time being. But yeah, so come on. Somebody got any questions, any comments? You're welcome. You're welcome, Veronica. You're welcome, everybody. So, yeah. So I think we should need to have an attitude of, because women are going to classify us as one or the other, you know, and if you're a beta, it's wait for sex and start pushing out the dough. Right? That's what you're better. If you're an alpha, don't wait for sex and they'll pay for part of the date. So, and one thing I wanted to tell people is I'm thinking of turning my anger and frustration into a sort of comedy thing. So I'll let you know further on that.
I think that the definition as someone who is attracted to alpha men, it just, that definition of what an alpha man really is it just seems very black and white according to you. I think that this conversation could be a second conversation later.
Okay, so I didn't hear part of that. I'm sorry. So can you expand on that? Tell me what
When I think of alpha males, I just think of someone as being very, very confident, mm-hmm. but also chivalrous and a gentleman. So to me, the excitement in meeting a man that is very confident, like wicked confident, but not at all brutish, not at all like promiscuous, that would be a turnoff. So I think what I hear some men thinking is that this idea of having these conquests is really exciting. To me, that just leaves me feeling very ick, like there's an ick factor with that. I don't find that sexy at all. To think that I've been selected and that I've been chosen is really exciting, especially if the gentleman has a lot of confidence and can make me feel like he really is in charge. He's there to make me feel safe and protected. There's a whole vibe that is kind of different than what I hear. Are you reading from a book maybe that you're?
Yeah, I'm reading from a book. Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
So that book, I missed the first part of it. I was waiting to be put on the Zoom call, but just based on what you've read, that is terrifying. And I just started dating. And when I hear things like that, I am not even remotely going back and interested in dating when I hear stuff like that. I've been single for 7 years and just really excited about the prospect of meeting an alpha to date. But when I hear things like that, it makes me very uncomfortable and really cold and not excited at all. So that's just where I'm coming from.
Okay, so I think what he's talking about here is two different types of people can be alpha. What he's saying is that alpha does not necessarily correspond to that ethical, chivalrous type of relationship, right? You know, that a guy who's a scoundrel like Genghis Khan or can be an alpha, and also a guy who is chivalrous, like you described, is an alpha too. That it's more about the energy, like you said, the confidence, you know, very confident, you know, that can come not just in forms of an ethical good guy, but that confidence also comes in narcissists, it also comes in antisocial personality disorders. So that's kind of what he's saying, that just like women would say there are good women and there are bad women, and they will always say they're the good woman. You know, there are good alphas and bad alphas, you know, and it's going to be the woman's choice to decide, how she's going to approach it. I mean, obviously the conquest, quote unquote, the multiple sex is not something he's saying because that's what we want to do. That's not why he's saying that. What he's saying is that that is the inevitable result. It's not that men are trying to have sex with a lot of women, although they may be. He's saying that alphaness creates that, that women have sex with alphas. That will, so that generates, and that's proven by the data on dating apps, that 1% of the men are getting all the actions, 20% might get some action, and the rest are getting
nothing. But where's the data to support that? I mean, I wouldn't imagine that men on dating apps are necessarily being truthful about if they're getting any action or not getting any action. I don't think that they have any periodic surveys to say that, if you're alpha or what is the other, I'd like to see the study or the data to support that. I don't think that people are going to be generally truthful when it comes to something like that. And I don't think they're being interviewed. I don't know. I just, when I hear that what you've read, it terrifies me that that is how some men think. And it makes me that much more resolved. And it's, I don't think it's in the welfare of anyone to date anymore after a certain age. Like there's no, after 50 or 55, I'm 55. It's just that just sounds awful. I just can't even believe that I signed up for this and I had to hear that. this author is, he really probably does believe himself, and there's probably a lot of men out there that think they have to be jerks and that either women or whores or virgins, or think they're whores and virgins, and that in order to be getting some, that you have to be a certain way. I don't know. I just think that people are more complicated than that, and that book was probably purchased by angry men. That's the feeling I get.
Well, I can tell you that these are academic research studies. The stuff from came from the at dating apps who have conducted their own research on that. And the stuff, Jerry Buss, I think it's Jerry Buss, or I forget his name, but his name's Buss. They're doing evolutionary psychology. They're doing studies. They're determining what works, what doesn't work. But it's not so much that. It's from an evolutionary psychology standpoint. All the things that you described as you wanting from a man, those are all in there. Those are all alpha traits, right? Those are all what's in there. So that there are some men that are trying to get a lot of women or whatever, you shouldn't be afraid of that, because basically there's a lot of negativity about men. So don't let the idea that men are trying to be men turn you to thinking, oh, how horrible men are. Because, men are trying to be, because women want men to be men. Just like you said, I want a man who's chivalrous. That's not a feminist attitude. That's a traditionalist attitude. So we're not leading us towards a feminist future, towards a future of equality. We're leading us towards a traditional relationship and a traditional family environment. So I think you take that idea that men are out there just trying to have sex with a bunch of women and they're
I don't think that at all. Right. I mean, that's the thing, is based on what I've seen and experienced, that's not how I feel at all. In fact, some of the things that have been said, I just feel like I hope a lot of men take it for granted and they can do more analysis beyond just those basic statements, because I don't feel like that is the case. But I do feel like that there are a lot of men that might feel those ways. And I'm not excited by that.
Well, the statistics show that women respond to these alpha traits. These are the studies that are done in academia. So it's not like this is false information. I think some of the information is that this is what works, and it would be kind of unfair, and it is unfair to characterize men in a way for doing something that works.
Well, no, I don't think that, I guess what I'm trying to argue is that based on what I've heard from that book, that that may work for some men, but I don't think it would work for all men. And I don't necessarily think that, I mean, and I certainly believe it worked for some women, but I don't think it would work for all women. I think people are just too complicated. So, you know, they're just multi-levels to the personality. And if that were the case, if that book were true, then everyone would be reading it and everyone would be getting, you know, this amazing, like all the men would be reading it and getting all the sex in the world. It's just one book that was written and there might be some truth to it, but I think people are just so complicated. If that were the all the answers, you know, then I think that more people would be buying it and
I don't think
reaping
so.
the benefits.
I don't think so, because the blue pill is very strong. And I think it's working with you. You just mentioned a whole bunch of alpha traits as what you want. So how can you say that men being alpha is not what you want? You just listed a whole bunch of alpha traits. You know?
Yeah. Well, I think I'd have to read the book from cover to cover then.
Well, you might have to, but also there's academics like this guy Buss, and I want to look up his actual name. His name is David Buss. David Buss. He's a psychologist at the University of Texas researching human sex differences in mate selection. So I think that would be a good place for you to start your research on, and somebody asked me about that in the chat, which is Ron, yeah. To start your research there, and then start to see what's actually, you know, happening there, because it's actually academic research. It's not necessarily just some guy writing a book, although he's relying on that. That's a lot of what he's coming out with, and nobody's saying that you should be. In fact, he specifically says he does not condone those behaviors, and nobody's condoning those types of behaviors. He's just using them as extreme examples of what it means to be an alpha, so that we can see that alpha is not just a set of traits or a demographic, but it's a mental attitude of confidence, just like Veronica. Maybe chivalry, I don't think chivalry fits it with alpha. Well, you know, Veronica, that may be true. We might be able to find research that supports people's beliefs, but I think you're going to need to find that research to support your own. I'm sure there's articles out there with people in authority that you can pull on to argue for the blue pill type of thing. But the fact is, you know, all the traits you listed were alpha. You know, so there isn't any real conflict here about whether these alpha traits work or not, or whether they're desirable. On the blue pill is the matrix, like in the movie The Matrix. It's the social conditioning, the female-created social constructs, ideas that our mothers taught us that are all wrong about how women are and what they desire and all of that and how men are. I mean, women have these false narratives too. I'm trying to think of one as an example of it, of blue-pilled. Well, here's an example of a blue-pilled idea, that a woman would love you for who a man for who he is. Now, all men, we have an idealistic view of love, and women have what is, I guess the best way of saying it, a consumptive experience of love. Women love men for what we do and what we can do. And men somehow want women to love us for who we are. I mean, after all, we love women for what they look like, and that's their body is a large part of who they are. But So, but this idea that women want love us for who we are, only your mother loves you for who you are. Women have contingencies on that. And so that would be an example of a blue pill type of thinking that is ingrained into us that causes us to live in states of sexual scarcity, which is again the part of what is being imposed on us by this idea, oh my God, men are actually dating non-exclusively. Oh my God, men might have more than one girlfriend. Not like a woman's not dating multiple men. Not that the woman's not has sometimes has multiple boyfriends. Not that the woman isn't going to Vegas and paying Chippendales dancers or sucking stripper cock. It's none of that, It's the man who suddenly gets criticized for dating, basically just for dating. If I went on a date Friday night with somebody and went on a date Saturday night with somebody, somehow I'm a scoundrel for it. But if a woman does it, that's just normal. They get asked out on dates and they go, So the implication is I'm having sex with it, which is not true, obviously. I go on first dates too. And so, so there's nothing wrong with a man dating non-exclusively and dating multiple women and looking for that right one. Like I will reserve exclusivity for the woman who makes a marriage-like commitment to me. It's not exclusivity for the time being. It's not exclusivity in exchange for sex. Make a commitment to me long term. Then, like a marriage-like relationship. Maybe if you move in together, that pretty much indicates exclusivity. But before that, there's going to have to be a lot. Women can't just get commitment without committing themselves, which is what a lot of women try to do.
American security. It's a president's and a party's highest calling, protecting us in a dangerous world. Standing strong against all enemies. It's why Americans are outraged that Trump's MAGA party is deliberately leaving us open to attacks. They refuse to protect the border, shutting down the toughest bipartisan border security law in decades. Instead, they're helping the cartels, the coyotes, and the human traffickers just to score political points. Worse, they're backing Vladimir Putin's murderous regime. MAGA Republicans have cut off weapons and support to the free people of Ukraine.
If they're not going to pay, we're not going to protect.
They want Putin to win. Weak on the border, weak on national security. We know what side the MAGA GOP is on, and it's not America.